brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we look at a reading again from the letter of St. James. Know this, my dear brothers and sisters, everyone should be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for anger does not accomplish the righteousness of God. How true that is. When we get angry, we say all kinds of things. Even when you get angry, stop and say, Lord, what would you have me do? How would you have me deal with this? What do you want me to say? Lord, show me. Just for a moment, you'll be amazed at what God does for you. At the very least, it's a pause that you don't end up saying something you would regret. Therefore, says the scripture, put away all filth and evil excess and humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. Oh, I used to hear that a lot. Be doers of the word, not hearers only, deluding yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his own face in a mirror. He sees himself and then goes off and promptly forgets what he looks like. But the one who peers into the perfect law of freedom and perseveres and is not a hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, such a one shall be blessed in what he does. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, his religion is vain. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to care for orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained by the world. Now think of that. You know, how am I going to be a good Christian? How am I going to manifest it? Or will I read the scripture every day so that makes me a good Christian? It can. It certainly can. But it's also true that the Lord is asking us to bring him and to bring his word and to bring his truth to others. And don't say, oh, I'm not a good teacher. It's your life that teaches. It's your life that teaches. And if you love the Lord and are seeking to follow him, brothers and sisters, God needs you, needs to use you right in your own circumstances. Such a one who listens to the law of God and perseveres and is not a hearer who forgets but a doer who acts, such a one shall be blessed in what he does. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, his religion is vain. So it's not our words so much as it is our actions. We can say all the right things, and then we either can just give up because I have too much to do. God is there. God wants you right in your circumstances, whatever they are, to be kind to another, to speak of God's love to another, to help someone through a difficult set of circumstances, being willing rather than saying, I'm getting out of here, I can't do this. Sometimes we legitimately have too many things to do, but most of the time we just don't want our life more complicated than it already is. And yet sometimes God asks us for that. Sometimes God asks us to reach out to another. And you say, oh, how much time is this going to take? Just do it. And watch how God blesses what you do for another. I'm not saying that you have to meet every person's need. I'm just saying that as you go about your day, be attentive to the Lord. Open your heart to him. Ask him if he has something more for you to do. Who shall live on your holy mountain, O Lord? Who shall live on your holy mountain, O Lord? He who walks blamelessly, and that doesn't mean that you're free of all sin, but that you've repented for it, gone to confession, and so you can walk blamelessly and do justice, who thinks the truth in his heart and slanders not with his tongue. Some of us have gotten far, far, far into too much of telling someone else a rumor or telling someone else what they thought or what they heard. Don't do that. Don't do that. Just stop. Unless that person has responsibility and you need to pass something on, fine. But don't just carry rumors. Don't gossip. Don't lie. Brothers and sisters, God wants us for himself, and he wants us to help others to get there. And by our lives, just by our lives, we can teach other people. Who harms not his fellow man, nor takes up a reproach against his neighbor, by whom the reprobate is despised, while he honors those who fear the Lord. Who lends not his money at usury, he accepts no bribes against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be disturbed. That doesn't mean that we can't be disturbed by someone's misfortune or we slip and fall or something like that. But he's talking eternally. You're not going to be disturbed eternally if you do what is right before God and repent when you do wrong. I thought when I was a child, and I was going to confession, I thought, oh, how long is it going to take me to get to a place where I won't have to come back anymore because I won't have any sins? I was at the age of reason, but something had bypassed me there. And I remember thinking it one day, and then it dawned on me. When I am forgiven, I am really forgiven. It's a clean slate. So wherever you are, stop the gossip. Stop ignoring people. Stop passing on rumors about people. Love your brothers and sisters. If someone needs to be corrected, do it lovingly. Don't spread rumors. Go to the person. Speak to them. But what I'm saying to you is we spend so many hours of our lives in talking about rumors, some of which turn out not to be true. Or we hear something on the radio or see something on the TV and we want to call a friend and talk about it. Why do we want to spread rumors? Why do we do that? Why don't we look for what is good in others? Spread those kinds of things. Someone just did me a great favor today. I want to pass it on. That's not the negative side, but what you have done for others, what others have done for you, that's what we talk about. And that's wonderful because it's encouraging to others. Let's look now at the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, verses 22 to 26. When Jesus and his disciples arrived at Bethsaida, people brought to him a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. Putting spittle on his eyes, he laid his hands on the man and asked, "Do you see anything?" And looking up, the man replied, I see people looking like trees and walking." So he sees some kind of a shape and it's moving, but it's not clear. Then he laid hands on the man's eyes a second time, and he saw clearly. His sight was restored, and he could see everything distinctly. Then he sent him home and said, "Do not even go into the village. Don't go out broadcasting this right now. Just go home and think about what I have done for you, and then share that. What God has done for you." Brothers and sisters, we have a God who loves us very deeply, and we so often think, oh, God won't hear me. God wouldn't bless me. But if we come to him contrite for what we've done, and we ask for help, God will do that. He will always do that. Don't be afraid to go to confession. Don't be afraid of it. You'll be set free. There'll be burdens off your back. And you'll be able to hear more clearly. You'll be able to think more clearly. The Lord loves you. He doesn't just, love you among a bunch of people. He knows you. He knows you by name. He knows how old you are. He knows where you are. He knows you. He knows what you hope for. He knows what your dreams are. He knows all the concerns that you have. He wants you to come to him. See, we try to do everything ourselves. Now, I'm not saying it isn't good to do things for yourselves, of course. But when you have a really difficult problem, the first person you go to is God. Maybe you need a good lawyer. Maybe you need someone that you've counted on all your life that who has just died, and you don't have the help that you've been accustomed to. But just stop and say, Lord, I need some help. And Lord, I trust in you. Please give me what I need to help this problem, to bring this problem to a good conclusion. Help me. Does your faith lead you to that? Do you think that God doesn't hear you or God doesn't know? You know what I think is God knows more about us than we know about ourselves. He loves us. And he knows the pain we've had. He knows the anguish we've had in life. He knows the good things of life. He knows our sadness. He knows our hope. He knows our dreams. He knows our desires. He knows us. Better sometimes, I always like to say, he knows us better than we know ourselves. And that's true. He wants to help you. But that means, again, let me say it, every day, come to the Lord. And you say, you don't have time. All right, start out with 5 minutes. Read the gospel for the day, something like that. Give God that much time. Ask God to help you to live out that gospel in your life today. Give God the opportunity to lead you and to bless you. He knows. He knows your strengths. He knows what you can do. But because he knows all things, he can help you. He can lead you sometimes in a shortcut. He can lead you in the right way, something you never thought about. Just bring everything to the Lord and trust in him and wait on him. Ask him and he will bless you. You know, brothers and sisters, we have a short time in our life here. You don't want to put off what you need to do today. What you need to do today is to make sure that you come before the Lord. You tell him, Lord, here's my life. Here's my strengths. Here's my weaknesses. I give them all to you. Help me now. Lead me in the way I should go. Open your life to him. Many times during the day, Lord, I'm here. If you want me for anything, I'm here. Sometimes just that little brief prayer is a blessing. May God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.